This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado isn't backing down from a legal battle with Nebraska over the South Platte River. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the fight could end up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Nebraska sued Colorado to clear the way for the Perkins County Canal, a controversial project to divert more of the South Platte River into Nebraska. It asked the nation's highest court to confirm the state can build the project under a 1923 water compact. Attorney General Phil Weiser says Colorado isn't disputing the agreement allows the canal.
Our point is they can't just jump ahead to the Supreme Court without having gone through the requisite initial steps.
Like obtaining relevant federal permits. Since Colorado isn't blocking that process, Weiser and Governor Jared Polis say the Supreme Court should refuse to hear the case. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Safe to Tell reports climbed to their second highest level in the anonymous student reporting system's history. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Safe to Tell received 3,800 reports in September. The uptick came after the shootings at Evergreen High School. Officials say elevated reporting is typical following major school safety incidents. September reports included a person who reported seeing alcohol in a student's car and expressed concerns that the student might be drinking and driving. School officials investigated, confirmed that alcohol was present, notified the student's parents, and issued disciplinary action. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Frost is possible overnight for places like Greeley, Lyman, and Castle Rock. This is CPR News.